Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KF Joe mobile app. Follow 790 KF Joe on Twitter. Like the KF Joe Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. is a home inspector. He is here to help you. If you have any questions for him, call the Laney Studio Lines, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning.
Well, a lot of people, we had an issue with our furnace a couple weeks back. Had to call a furnace guy over, did some cleaning of it. But I've been seeing a lot of chatter in the Nextdoor app and some of the local groups, a lot of people complaining about their furnaces. Is there anything we could do to be heading off some problems?
You just got to keep an eye on it. That's the main thing. And don't forget about it, because when it gets this cold, it just ends up freezing over a lot of times. And when that happens, you could have your furnace shut down, or even worse, carbon monoxide could be pushed back into Ooh. Your house.
So when you say freezing, are you talking that vent that goes outside?
Yeah, it builds up with ice. There's, you know, warm exhaust coming out of the vent. And when it's really cold, it starts freezing instantly, and this is building up with ice around it, and eventually it could actually block it.
Can you just poke like a whatever up there, stick of some sort?
Yeah, a lot of times you could just go kick it off with your foot, and it's easy. It's worse if we have blizzard after blizzard after blizzard, because then we have to go out and actually dig it out. But a lot of times with ice, you can pretty easily remove it. You just have to remember to do it.
You know, a lot of us try to, you know, save a little extra money, maybe skip that furnace inspection, maybe only do it every second or third year. Are we saving ourselves money if maybe we are getting that furnace inspected yearly like we're supposed to?
You know, I think so. And the other aspect of it is, you know, you might feel like, oh, we never had any problems with our furnace, so maybe we'll skip the service call this year. But when you're getting into this time of the year where it gets so cold, the furnace is just abused, right? It's running constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when it starts seeing problems as well. So if you don't want to wake up at 3 a.m. freezing, just be proactive.
Get that yearly inspection is what you're saying.
I think that's
our Laney's studio line is open. It's 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text your question into Lars at 35270. The home inspector is in. Went downstairs and turned on the sink. I think my pipes are froze. What next?
Turn the water off would be the first thing.
The main water valve, like the main one for the entire house.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think your pipes are frozen, turn the water off. Call a plumber.
Call a plumber.
What?
Don't try a blowtorch or something.
Because people are listening to the expert and they're going, well, that's what Lars said. But I think what I'm going to do is get the hair dryer and I'm going to try to thaw it out myself.
You could try to do it. You could try to do something that, like, warm it up in that space if the pipes are frozen. But the concern is, too, when there's ice inside the line and it's starting to melt, the ice could start expanding, and that's when the pipe would burst.
Like your soda pop can.
Yeah.
Didn't explode in the fridge. You bring it out, and then it starts to expand, and pow!
Exactly.
You got a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, I've also seen some chatter lights. Okay, so say your furnace goes out in your house. Your temperature drops. Should you turn on your faucet and open your cupboard doors? I've seen some people prevent freezing. Does that work? Or?
Yeah, you know, not as a permanent solution, but it's a temporarily solution to run some water in the line, because then it constantly moves and it never gets to get stagnant and start freezing. And opening up the cabinet doors is also a good idea, because you got your plumbing pipes underneath. And by opening up the doors, now you're allowing air.
I'm going to say, but it's cold under there, Lars.
Yeah, it's cold under there. That's what the pipes think, too. You need to warm them up, help them warm up.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. is here. He is a home inspector. If you have any questions about your house, you can call in right now to the KFG Olaney studio lines, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346, or text in your questions to 35270.
Ice on the roof vent, do I climb up and just dump some hot water in it?
No.
Where does it go if you dump hot water? Where would it go?
If you dump water on the roofing, the water might end up going into your attic. If there's ice buildup on your roof end, I would go in the attic first and see if you have a significant amount of frost in your attic. If you don't, your ventilation might still be okay. If you really start building up with ice and you see, you know, frost, maybe you want to get up there, but I wouldn't use water.
Lars, a lot of people, when they hear Lars Knobloch, the home inspector, and they think of home inspections, they think of before selling their house or when they're going to be buying another house. If somebody has a problem, like ice on top, do you go up? Can somebody pay you and your people to just go up in the attic and just do a one-time thing, or does it have to be a whole home inspection?
No, I mean, we would do smaller inspections as well. We got questions and requests constantly on our Facebook page or on our or through emails or people calling or reaching out with questions, and we always try to be helpful and help out as much as we can.
How much of a difference does it make making sure that you have proper insulation, say in your walls and in your attic?
It could make a huge difference for your energy cost.
Yeah.
And like yesterday, we inspected a house and it didn't have much insulation, and there was major ice dam problems in that house, and water leaking through the ceiling and condensation and problems like that. So, but yeah, it's probably too late to think of now. It's something you want to do before the winter hits.
Can you just take that, you know, the insulation rolls, whether it's yellow or pink, and just put some of that up in there? Does that help up in the attic like that?
Yeah, it depends on if you already have, let's say you have a loose fill insulation up there already, you probably don't want to roll out batting insulation, then you maybe want to blow in more loose fill. But if you have batting insulation up there already, you can definitely just, you know, roll out some more.
It should help somewhat anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
See a crack forming in the floor of the garage. Can you fill that in the wintertime, or do you need to wait until the spring or summer?
I think you can do it in the wintertime, especially if you have some heat in the garage. Maybe using an epoxy on the crack would be a good idea.
A crack's just kind of a natural thing in this part of the country.
Yeah, for the most part. But sometimes it could be caused by underlying issues like structural movement and foundation failure and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the drywall cracks we see are just very common, typical shifting in movement.
Is that kind of the same story, say, like on your driveway or on your sidewalk? Because I've noticed cracks over the past few years that have been forming.
You'll see that. I mean, you can see that even after a couple of years after install. I know a lot of the concrete guys are blaming the soil and the constant shifting and movement we have in the soil, and that's true. But, I mean, I could look at a driveway from the 70s, and it's perfect. I know it's possible to do it better, but maybe you have to pay more. I don't know.
One more question for sure here. Buying a house in the wintertime, can you tell how good the shingles are if there's snow on top of the roof still?
No.
Honest answer, love that.
I mean, we always sort of get up there. Even, you know, yesterday we walked three rows. We try to get up there, but there's ice and snow coverage right now. There's not much we can do. We can guess.
Yeah.
Lars, is a person able to get shingles fixed, like just a couple of them, or do you generally have to do a whole roof when you're replacing shingles?
You can replace just a couple of them. Yeah, sometimes there's a shingle or two that blows off, and you can definitely replace.
Okay, because I noticed like there's a few gouges in ours from trying to get all that heavy snow off. Was it last winter when we had all that snow? We were all trying to pull.
Wait until the summer is probably the best time.
And
to
you
do
can
it.
Do a few at a time then and get them done. Okay, well, time always goes too quick. Thanks, Lars.
Great stuff.
That's Lars Knobloch. He is a home inspector, Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He joins us every Tuesday at 6:40 to answer your housing questions. Lars, phone number for those maybe who still have some extra questions for you.
Yeah, give us a call, 701-566-1446, or check us out on Facebook. You can certainly ask questions there as well.
And we just got a couple of late ones, but we'll pass those along to Lars, and hopefully we can get him to answer them before he sneaks out of the studio. Thanks for all of that.